Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Avelos, back at J3. Some very interesting inyanim. The pasuk says, "V'shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai, asisi k'kol Hashem tzivisani." So Rashi says, "Shemata b'kol Hashem Elokai," brought to the base of Migdash, and Asisi is going on. I was rejoiced with the Meister Sheni, and I was mismeach other people. So, where is Aninas Deraisa? Where is Aninas Derabanan? Right, there's Aninas Deraisa and there's Aninas Derabanan, and the Taz brings the tour. In Shin Tzadi Ches, the very beginning, the Taz quotes the Torah, and he has some interesting, important comments. Shin Tzadi Ches. So the Torah is bringing the Chief of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kazakain. So let's read the Taz. Kadai is to read it. So the Torah is Sayim. That's Taz base. So Besurat Sayim, Ella Aninus Luchud, Vyom Rishon, the Havi Deraisa, Vaninus Luchud, Vavelus Luchud. Haaser Bezer, Mutter Bezer. Voinen ain't Oser Beyom Rishon, Rim Hatora, Ella Achilas Kachim, Mazu Shani, Vaod Hakmir by Chachamim. Vaod Hakmir Chachamim, Hamaforshim, Beperk Mishameso, Akan Shani. Perish einin have a biyoyim hamisa, afilu acher shenikvar the inyan achilas kodshim u'maisa sheni. So for the deraisa, it's even after the kvura. The chamim hakmiru bo kodem shenikvar the inyan achilas basar v'yayin. Chazal war machmar achilas bas v'yayin. Upat mekol mitzvah zamar v'toyra. That's what causes it starts the aninus. It's meso mutol lefanav the kavro. Vaaz mutol benilas sandal v'ruchitza v'geluach v'kol mash aser mishum avelus the leel ad sheyistam agoylo. So that's the end. That's the regular end of Aninus, is Yistam HaGoyla, at least B'zman HaZeh. V'az Mutter B'bas V'yayin, and then your Mutter B'bas V'yayin, and your Chai V'chol Mitzvah Torah. V'zulas Tfilin, B'yom Rishon. So Tfilin is Asr for an Oinin, because of B'chol Mitzvah Torah. But once the Avelos starts, so there's actually an Isser, because Pe'ercha. It's not an absolute distinction. So it's not absolute. There is some. So Bisman is that. So we just have Aninus the Rabbanan, but it's pretty substantial. Potter we call him Mitzvah Zarmon B'Toyro, which is Mitzvah Asay, but Lavin, even Durabanon, not. And what's the reason? What's the reason for Patamikol Mitzvah Amar B'Torah? Tosos brings a Yerushalmi, two reasons. Tosos and Mishemes, so Tosos says, brings Yerushalmi, Mishem Koda Shalmes, and there's a Mishnah Brura actually kind of elaborates on that. The Mishnah Brura says in Shin in Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph elaborates. It's not surprising what he says, but it's nice to hear it. Nice to hear his lashon. To find it. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Hay. Shadatz Shulchan Aruch Kishaf even if you have someone to engage. Chalolav dinaninos. So that's the one of the reasons the Tosfos brings in, and the other is Mishlo Yisa B'Masa. Right, here it is. Mishlo, you know, there's no one else to help, so he's tarud. He should be tarud. And right, so he's tarud. He should be. We want to free him up so that he can do the job, get the burial done. So. So Tosos, there's a Makotas Rashi Tosos here on Patimikol Mitzvah Zomer Torah. Rashi says, "Ain't a tzarech nevarach. You don't have to nevarach." And Tosos quotes Yerushalmi that's relates to the Hachmir ain't shayman lo. So Tosos holds a tasser, tasser nevarach, tasser do the mitzvahs. And Rashi is saying, "Ain't a tzarech." So. The rush here. The rush says when is it? He kind of fine tunes when a person is anointing. When is a person anointing is when it's the yadoi to do the kvura. It has to be the yadoi. He has to be able. So if he brings a case over here that someone was captured by the malchus and they didn't let the maize go, so they couldn't do the kvura right away. But it wasn't. They weren't mesiayish from burying, and so therefore the aninus that was never chal. The aninus was never chal, because it wasn't biado. It wasn't biado because it was in the moishel had the maize, but they weren't misyayish. In other words, it was possible, and therefore the velos didn't kick. And sometimes you're misyayish, and then you skip over the aninos, and you just jump into the velos. The Rush says, by Beitar, they're misyayish, and so therefore they totally skipped aninos, and they went into... So it has to be biyado. In order for the aninos to kick in, to start, it has to be yado to do the kfura. And so there's Mishnah Berurah over here in Tavkuf Mem Ches Chaf, Sivkot and Chaf. So you kind of who writes the cover of Bobi Yom Lav Dafka Ella writes the Lomer Kol Shaha Yechoyus Biyadu the Kavroy Lafuki Im E F Shar the Kavroy Machmas Chag Akum or Oynus Acher Lo Chal Lav Din Aninus. Vayin El B'Simin Ayin Aleph Mishnah Berurah, and in the Dirshu they brought a Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, if the minhag is not to do a kfura on the second day of Yontov, so then that's considered not biyado, and therefore the aninus would not chal, the aninus would not start. So chori be motor b'basar yayin. And you'd be mutter b'basar v'yayin and chayv b'kol mitzvos. He recommends, Rav Moshe recommends, I think, not to do a kvura on Yom Tov Sheni anyway, because of chil of Yom Tov. So that's the regular end of the aninus is the stimus of golo, the kfura, but there's a potential halachic end. There's a halachic ending of the aninus, and that is most of the katofin, right? If they transfer it over to the chevek kedisha to do the kvura, they give it over to the chevek kedisha, so then it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes, the chachmas adam, and I think the chachmas adam is really going like the ramban. And the Noida Behuda. So the Chachmas Adam holds that as soon as you are Masaret to the give the chevet kedisa the responsibility to do the kavura, so then you're now chayv and pasur v'yayin, and your mutter b'kol mitzvos. Sorry, your mutter b'pasur v'yayin and chayv b'kol mitzvos, and even though it's still in the bias. But once you've relinquished the responsibility to do the kvura, so then you become chayiv in. But the Noda Yehuda says no. Even if you sign over, you sign off that you're going to pay them, and you make a deal that they're taking responsibility. But the Maisa, you're accompanying it all the way to the kvura, and you're going to be there. So then he considers that you're still an oinin. You're still an oinin. So he's machmir the aninus. And unless you're not accompanying, in other words, it's going far away, and you're not accompanying the mace, and you're not going to be there for the kavura. So then I think the Nodi Pibis says your aninus would end. So there's a regular ending of the aninus with the stimus agodol, and you have a halachic end with the masa de katafim, machlekes the chacham sodom and Nodi Bihuda. And then similar is an issue of the achoisa shel Rabbeinu Tam. Achoisa shel Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam had a sister in another city. And Rabbeinu Tam, when he found out he was still he's eight pas v'yayin, because he felt that the Baal of his sister would take care of it, and because of that, so then he doesn't become an oinin. The Rush is very unhappy with this. The Rush says this is a svara chalusha v'kalusha. Right, the Rosh holds whoever is an oval is an oinah, right? If you're an oval, so then you're an oinah, and he doesn't like the svar of the Rabbeinu Tam. I don't even see that very often. You don't very often see this Rosh saying about Rabbeinu Tam, svar chalusha v'chalusha, is not. Svar is pretty good usually, but here the Rosh holds. Kolam is abo, havi kamoi kain oinein. Right? If you're one of the availing, so then you're automatically an oinein. And even though you're in another city, even though other people are taking care of the kvura, so you're still an oinein. So I think we'll. Are there any questions? Okay. So very good. Thank you for joining, and Mirat Hashem on Monday. The Achos Shomeinu Tam is in Brachos, Perek Gimel, Simon Gimel. I think it's in the third packet at the end. Yeah. Yeah, it says Svar Chalusha Kalusha. Yeah. Okay. All right, okay, Shkoyach. All right, fine. Yeah, from Brachos.